Are you looking to grow? Are you looking to be able to understand what real discipleship is? Or do you have a church or a body of believers that are looking for something to help you get past just the normal Bible study to actually be able to apply the Word of God? Well, we have a book for you. It's called Embracing the Truth. Go to tswrightspeaks.com. Message me and get your copy today. Again, tswrightspeaks.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and have a blessed day. Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads, and I'm your host, T.S. Wright, and I am so glad you could join us today. If you haven't already, hit that follow, subscribe button, give us a like, as we love bringing you this content, and you guys are such a special part to us, such a special community, and we appreciate you being a part of this community. Well, today, I've got somebody on here that has had a little bit of revelation from God. He's had some wake-up calls, is probably the best way to put it. And he is going to share his story with you today. He also has some online courses. We were not going to let him get off the show without him talking about that. And he's going to give us some very good insights. And he loves to talk about the body of Christ. And not just not the physical body of Jesus himself, but how we are the body of Christ.
Amen.
And how that works. So without further ado, let's welcome Mike Freezer to the show. Mike, welcome.
Thank you so much for that introduction, T.S. The conversation we had prior to this meeting, this taping and stuff, is just divine.
Amen.
It's just amazing how brothers in Christ connect so well because of the way God brings about unity.
Amen. Amen.
But
I want you to go ahead and I want you to finish that thought here in just a second. But as you're talking, just go ahead and start sharing. You kind of interject your story in here and tell us how God has impacted your journey, along with a few of the other things that you want to go ahead and tell us.
Yeah. I'll give you a quick rundown as to where my journey started. Before I was a teenager, I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And because the church that I went to was with my parents, it was basically a dead church. So I didn't grow in my faith as a teenager. And after that, I got out of high school. I kind of got in the wrong path. And it was time to get my life back on track. And I was introduced to a good Bible-believing church. And I had never heard a pastor before share the Word of God, you know, and everybody carried your Bible to church. And I say in my course, I said, when he gave a scripture reference, it was like walking through the woods on dry leaves, because people were just turning their Bibles to see where Pastor Chuck is going to be talking from.
Amen.
And everybody was reading the Word of God, and he was expounding upon it and sharing it, and it made sense. And my life just lit up. And so from there, I realized what really marriage was about. So in that interim there, I got married and felt comfortable with that, and just became a church, you know, involved with the body of Christ. And we talk about the church. We're not talking about a building, of course. We're talking about people, which are the body of Christ. And the influence that people were at this church with their life, it was encouraging. And so I went from, you know, growing and serving in other churches. I was part of a new church that started up, which was incredibly exciting. And just different things, adventures that happened in my life. But I guess the worst thing that happened, you know, and you say you hear all this good stuff, and sometimes you know, we talk about the sower, the seed, and the soil. About the seed being sown on hard soil, and then soil with stones, and soil with weeds and stuff, then good soil. Well, I guess my soil had gotten involved on So It Wasn't Real Solid. And even though I thought I was doing my right thing with a church routine, things didn't go right. And so I had a real upset in my life. I ended up getting divorced. And so through that, God was always with me. Yeah, it wasn't his fault that any of this happened. It was my fault. And I think the not handling accurately the word of God sometimes in the church and having preaching his doctrines, the precepts of men, and saying this is the most important thing you need to be involved about in your Christian life. So anyways, and with all these things transpiring, I was faithful to God and wanted to reestablish my Christian life, which ended up, I started memorizing the Word of God. And because my life was upside down for a while and I wanted to get it back on track, so I started memorizing the Word of God. This was in 2007, and I haven't stopped since. And when I memorized, I spent like 6 months memorizing two chapters out of the Bible, Psalm 19 and Psalm 139. It took me 6 months to do it, but I knew them well. And all of a sudden, after 6 months, I thought, man, I'm hearing you say more stuff all the time, God, as I refer back on these. And the Word of God became living and active like it never had been before. And so from there, I felt I was called into the ministry when I was 26, but kind of took a side road, you know, or like I thought I was going to go to school and learn the what it was to be a pastor of a church, but that's not the road I went down. But God was always with me, and so by the time I was 66, we started, my wife and I, that I'm now married to, we started a home church, and just things have grown from there. And so with this, I decided I'm going to write a book. So I was preparing to write a book about how God wins again. You know, God always wins, but sometimes when it seems like he's not winning, and you say, whoops, there you are, God, you know, I see you again. And so I was going to write a book about that. And then I got a chance to do a video series. So that's what I've done now. I've put this into a video series, and it's called God Wins Again, Your First Love. So that's in a nutshell what has happened from the time I was 26 to my present, as I turn 71 years old today.
Amen.
Today is my birthday.
I'm 71.
Thank you. Thank you. I am 71 years old today.
You know, you'll find this funny that was actually my father's birthday.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, when he was alive.
Yep. Amen.
He was born in 1947.
47. Okay. Yep. I was 55. So he's not. Yep.
But anyway, yeah. So I was going to ask this. I was just going to kind of throw this out there. You know, talk to us a little bit. You talked about this book, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us, give us some insight to that.
Well, you see, the book has never materialized, really, you know, but I was recalling things that happened in my life where I seen God spared me. You are talking about things that he spared you from when you were growing up. You do stupid things, you know, because you're boys and
And really? Think, boy, how did I never did anything wrong, just so you guys know.
Oh
my gosh.
The crazy things we did. Yeah. And so I've had some really good friends, you know, that I grew up with, and so I was relating to that. And but since you started getting inspired by God to have a godly worldview, is what I think I have is how this affects, and everybody is, has a God experience too. And so that was kind of the reason for writing it, is to stimulate people's thoughts and how God has worked in their life. And so really, that's what this online course is about. It's a 15-video series, and I want to stir people to ponder. I want them to think, you know, because thinking is something you have to do. You have to work on it. It isn't just something that happens off the cuff. And that's what I learned when memorizing. I had to exercise my conscious mind, you know, and the conscious mind and subconscious mind were just firing back and forth and with memory and stuff. And so I learned the value of listening carefully and intently to the Word of God. And I think that's what God continually reminds us of. It says in Psalm 119, 49 and 50, "Remember the word to your servant in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me." Amen. And that's what I needed. I needed a revival. I didn't need born again. That's being born again is resurrection from the dead.
Amen.
Because we're all born dead. And we're all born in the need for a Savior. And so I needed revival. And the Word of God did just that. It revived me. And it'll be 19 years I've been doing this, meditating upon the Word of God, this June of 2026. It'll be 19 years. And so meditating upon the Word of God has really become my prayer life. And in my prayer life, I listen to God speak to me. And then if there's anything left to say, I say it.
Amen.
So, this is what, you know, the book would have been about in certain aspects, but this online course is that aspect totally. Because I use stories of myself, but stories of other people, you know, when I've seen them come to Christ, you know, and their life has changed from lost to found. So it's just an amazing stories you take in all your life, you know, and just realize how God is always working.
Amen.
And when you, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Yeah.
Part of the Beatitudes.
Yep.
Amen. So let me ask you a question. What is one of your, you know, you like to memorize the scripture. What is one of your favorite memorization scriptures? Your go-to?
I think, it's probably Ephesians chapter 1,
okay.
18 through 23, because this just lays it out so well. It says, "The eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe, in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead,
amen,
and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named not only in this age, but also in the one to come.
Amen.
And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all."
Amen.
That's probably, in a nutshell, the portion of scripture that I just go to, it just says so much about the wonders that we have as believers. And as you and I was talking previously about the value of every individual part of the body of Christ being discipled, and we learn to disciple the part of the body we're a part of. Amen. And even the part of the body we're not a part of, we're discipling the whole body, and they see the zeal that we may have for the part of the body we are and the different parts we all, and they're all of equal importance.
Amen. So yeah. here's another question for you. As you've been doing these online courses and you're having people go through those, have you have you worked with anybody individually or a group of people going through that? As far as I know, you've probably done some recordings and put the recordings out there, but have you done, you know, have you worked with people, and kind of what is their response to all of this?
The course just got launched.
Okay.
December 16th.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's
yeah,
fresh.
So it's brand new. Yeah. But the people that, that have supported me as I needed some financing at the end of it. And there's a dozen people that came together and put money in it, you know, because it was expensive to get this whole thing recorded. And the advice that I get from people, I call them up and ask what they think, you know, as the course was being developed and it was being edited and so on and so forth. So the people that have played a part, you know, are hearing, we're kind of hearing the same thing, because we're a part of the body of Christ that's a part of the church that I fellowship with, you know, the body of believers. So I'll be starting to getting some feedback here soon. But as it is right now, the best feedback I've had is people participating, because they know how I think and, sure, and the things that I say. And just the grace that God has given me with the body functioning to support this agenda. Yeah.
Outstanding.
So, yeah.
So it sounds like you've gotten feedback, because you've been doing this face-to-face with people already.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now you're just taking the information and the understandings that you have and things that you're sharing, discipleship type of stuff that you're doing, and now you're just transposing it on video for more people to be able to connect.
Amen.
That's awesome.
And I shared some real-life stories, you know, and there's also a song with this, and the song is God Wins Again, which I wrote, and it's three verses. So the song is really the go-to to just really hear what this whole course is about. And one of the phrases in the song is, our life has changed from lost to found. We're walking on God's holy ground. And when I talk about that portion of the song in the course, I thought of some people's lives that I knew them before they got saved. And to see them after they got saved, wow, what a change! So I wrote it out, and then I would read it to them and say, "Is this an accurate account?" Yes, you got it, Mike. You hit it. That's exactly what happened. And of course, they would throw some tidbits in too that I might help to clarify some things. But yeah, it's a real story.
You
know, this is real life, and it's been a blessing doing this. And I think we like to be entertained. And I want the Word of God to entertain me.
Sure.
I want to enjoy. You know, I want to be made to think. You know, if you're entertained, you're being made to think. You know, we want to be mused, you know, because muse means to think. I don't want to be amused. Amused means not to think. So I want to promote in this online course, you know, it gives you a reason to think, you know, and how you are an individual part, and you're just as valuable as I am.
Amen.
But God has given me a place and a voice to share.
Amen.
And I'm in love with it.
Amen.
And my wife is my go-to person. She proofreads things all the time when I write things, and if I think it doesn't sound right, she helps me out, and what a blessing.
Oh, those wives.
Yeah.
Hey, where would we be without them?
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Yep.
We'd be lost and roaming around in the dark and having...
When God said we need, you know, He made us a helpmate, you know, and we, it's no doubt.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
He always knows what He's doing. He's
he
God. Yeah. Yeah.
He has a, people always talk about, well, that person has to be right, or that this person has to always be right. And I'm like, the only one I know that's always right is God.
Yeah,
and He is always right. It doesn't have to think it is. He is.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Yeah.
And he was definitely right when he chose the wife that I have.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, it's a blessing to have her. And
amen.
Certainly her helpmateness is mm-hmm. a good way to say it, for lack yeah. of a better phrase, is invaluable to me.
Yeah.
As I walk through this journey of doing all these different pieces to this ministry that the Lord has put in front of me. So
amen. Yeah.
It'd be a little overwhelming to me if I didn't have her to help me dissect it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And keep it all in, you know, keep everything where yeah. it needs to be.
Yeah. Because you're calling upon somebody you love, you know, and the relationship you have, and they're going to have your best interests in mind.
That's
and
right.
sometimes they might say things that made you think, and you think, well, that's what they're hearing, you know,
yeah.
because I want to share something. And if I share it with my wife, I want to make sure that that you're hearing what I'm saying. And if you're not, then I need to say, do I need to rephrase, you know, this, if it's my words, you know? And so it's really a value that, we have somebody reflect upon like that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. We are starting to wind it down. So what I would mm-hmm. like you to do, Mike, for us, tell us how we can get connected to these courses.
Okay. The courses right now can only be gotten through Facebook. That's why, since it's just so new, that's why I'm marketing it on Facebook. And just go to Discover Your First Love for God.
All right.
That's how I have it promoted on Facebook.
Facebook, and Discover then, Your First Love for God.
Yeah. And so when you put all those words in, it's going to take it, because it's very specific, you know, with all those words, because there's a lot of things in there about first love. But Discover Your First Love for God really isolates it and brings it out. And so on this, you'll see my blog there that says Discover Your First Love for God. Then you can click on that. And then you can read all the things that are behind this that I have written. And then there is a rather lengthy video on there about what I tell this course is all about. It's a 5-minute and 32-second video. You can see me talking. And then if you decide you want to purchase it, you go ahead and purchase it, and you'll have it for the rest of your life. And the thing is that I want to really promote meditating upon the Word of God.
Amen.
And I think this is the best way to really enhance your devotions. When you learn to memorize and meditate upon the Word of God, different things happen. And so that's what I'm really promoting, is meditating upon the Word of God. So there's a 15-video course, but after each video, which is only 5 minutes long, or 10 minutes plus or minus, after each video, you're encouraged to type in verses that were important to you as you know, watch that video. And then you might find verses and you think, man, I want to hide this one in my heart. I think I'm going to write it down and I'm going to keep remembering this. And that's what I want to encourage people to do, is take off to get into meditation and learn to hear God speak to them every morning. And then the agenda that you're on for discipleship, I mean, I would think this would just enhance everything. You know, a course like this would just enhance people's daily devotion. So as they dig deeper into a course such as what you have, for further discipleship and further knowledge and stuff. And it's not how much we read of the Word of God, it's how much we hear of the Word of God.
That's right.
And if we, you know, I took a year to read the Bible, and I thought, no, I ain't going to do that again. But I said, what am I going to do, Lord? So he said, why don't you remember the Word? And
amen.
I've been doing it ever since. And the Lord is my portion. I have promised to keep your words. Psalm 119:57.
Amen.
And I learn it in portions, you know.
That's right.
And I don't have to learn a whole book or a whole chapter. Just like I quoted Ephesians 1:18-23. That's a portion. And I learned it, and I'm just in love with it. It just says so much.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
Yep.
Well, folks, we are running out of time, and I want to, first of all, Mike, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. This is great.
It's great having you here, and I just want to thank everybody for being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. We are so blessed for you guys to be a part of this and to tuning in and listening to these amazing testimonies and ministries and how God is using people to really reach others for Christ. And Mike is just another great example of that. So as we finish up and wrap up, on behalf of myself and Mike, so long, and I'll just say it as I always do. Now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin.